is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. It's Alex Aronson with Corey Oskowitz.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Welcome.
Good start, buddy. Yeah. I'm the hungover one, but you're fucking already can't talk.
I don't know what's going on. We have a special guest today. You want to introduce him?
Yeah, give
him
all the creds and shit. Stutters McGee over here. Yeah, maybe I should say his name. Yeah. Welcome to the pod, Spencer Speezy Wright.
Yo, what's
thanks good, for boys? Coming on, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, dude. You're a comic, right? You're a comedian.
Yeah.
Hilarious producer. Dude, I did his comedy show. It was fucking fantastic.
I haven't put producer in my Instagram bio yet, though.
Oh, so that, I mean, that's going to, that'll fucking skyrocket your comedy career. Mm-hmm. You got to do that.
Dude, comics will be all up in your DMs if you
producer,
do that.
Producer, he, him.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to it.
Producer, he, him.
That's what you got to do.
But yeah, so I did your show, and it was just, it was like my audience. It was just all Jews from the East Coast who went to like Big Ten schools, and you did mixers at A-Pi.
That's perfect.
It was so much fun. And then there was a legit party after.
Really?
I mean, that was my co-producer, Brent, and I. That was our, like, thinking. We're like, all right, what's our demographic? Degenerates from 20 to 30.
Yeah, for sure.
What do they like to do? Drink? Let's base our show around that.
Yeah. I like your show. You know, you're making comedy fun, right? It's called the pregame show.
Pregame. And, I think that, like, we also were just like, yo, like, we're going to make it monthly, blow it up, try to make it big for the comics, and hopefully you had a good time.
Has it been monthly? I don't know why I thought it was like... I was hoping it was every week because it was a fun party. I don't even care if I go
I'll cancel shows just to chill there.
Yeah, great vibes. Lots of chicks.
Dude, I was downstairs doing the door waiting for another comedian to come, and I just get a text from Aronson that was just like, good vibes. Next text, mad chicks. I was like,
yeah, mad chicks. C-H-I-X.
So after the show, like, I had a good set, and all these dudes like, dude, this is amazing, bro. And then Spencer's like, yo, I want to introduce you to this guy. He's like, you're so funny. I was like, Spencer, can you introduce me to a girl? He's like, oh, here's my sister.
So now you guys are married.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, like, also, I love how, like, right when I get a girlfriend, we've been dating for like a year now, and now I'm like starting to not suck at comedy. I was like, oh no, probably going to get a lot of female attention now. And it's still only dudes.
It's only
come
dudes.
On and be like, dude, that frat joke, fuck yeah. Right here. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Right here,
bro. Bro, that shit was so fucking funny, dude.
The only time that it would consistently happen with chicks was during the pandemic when like we were doing this show at this bar, and it was like the only show going on, and everything closed at 10. Mm-hmm. So the show would be over, and this girl's like, now what do we do? And we would be with our boy Gordy, who lives down the block, and be like, we know what we can do. Gordy's is open.
Gordy McNiff, an All Days Off guest. Yeah. You guys remember him? He's the first
friend of the pod?
Yeah, friend of the pod.
Him and Rogan. he was the first ever guest.
Gordy McNiff.
But yeah, it was a great show. Thank you for having me. That's why you're here. Congratulations.
Well, it makes me think, though, that like when I talk to some guys about like why they started stand up, if they ever like say, oh dude, honestly I started cuz wanted to get laid, that's immediately a red flag.
Really?
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
100%. I'm like, cuz I'm just like, oh, you like, not only did you get in for the wrong reasons, but I'm like, oh, that's still why you do it.
Yeah.
So
like, also like,
must not be getting laid too much.
Yeah.
Also, like, that whole, like, girls just want a funny guy. I think you talked about it. It's like, yeah, but not as your profession.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah. Like, funny as an aside.
I started dating my girlfriend during the pandemic. And so, like, when she finds out I do stand-up, it's like, oh, that's great. Cool. Like, you probably have a decent sense of humor, and you probably go up on stage, like, once a week.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And now that we're here and we're in the thick of it, it's like, oh, you should have given me some heads up.
Yeah. this is too much.
This is insane.
You can't do it for fun. It's impossible because then you won't get stage time.
You got to do it till it's not fun.
Yeah. You can't like kind of do it on the, it's like a side of fries, you know?
Explain to me how it's like a side of fries.
It's like it's being funny. It's like that's what the girls want. It's like, oh, it's like a nice side of fries to your meal, which is being an actual lawyer.
Gotcha.
But you happen to also be funny. Yeah, a little steak of frites.
Steak of frites.
We also had this discussion en route, I think it's en route. Everybody else said en route, and like obviously I'm right and everybody else is wrong.
You went to the worst college out of everybody who said it was en route, so you're
wrong. Wait, where'd you go to school?
Buffalo.
Oh yeah. Dude, I do love Buffalo. I visited during the pandemic, like, and it's just a town that's like been ripped apart by opiates, and like, that's my vibe. That is where I feel at home. I'm 100%. Just like, oh, everybody looks sluggish. Like, everybody should be at work right now.
No one's like, in physical pain, but they're in a lot of mental pain.
It's tough up there. You go. Western New York is like the before end of a clean. What the fuck is it? A Claritin Clear. The Claritin Clear commercials where it's like super gray and then they take Claritin Clear and then it's green again. Buffalo is the first half of that commercial.
You know, I used to get mad when people in Ohio would consider them part of the Midwest because I'm from Missouri, the heart of the Midwest. But then I went to Buffalo, New York, and I was like, oh, you guys can call yourselves the Midwest.
Yeah, it's like, it is not New York. I refuse to like call it New York. I miss the wings though. Very fantastic.
Literally the only positive thing I've ever heard about Buffalo.
Also, just going to I love Bill's Mafia. I love all that, but the wings are fine. The wings,
really?
Because we've hit the pinnacle of what Buffalo wings can be. You know what I mean? Like they can only be so good, and everybody in the country is caught up to Buffalo.
I agree with that, but to a sense. Because like I was surprised when I came to the city, and I was just like, really? Like, I just thought that there would be better places with wings, but they honestly don't compare. Like, there's a few places that originated from Buffalo that are here, Dan and John's Wings, that are good. But the wings of Buffalo just aren't – they're just way better. And I agree with you that it should be. Like, why can't New York restaurants create good wings and Buffalo can? But – they just don't compare.
I think they just taste way better when you're fucking on bars.
that could be it too.
You just miss benzos. Yeah. You don't miss Buffalo wings. <You're>
Dude, it's just, I guess it's the only, when you're in such a shitty place and like the wings are pretty good, it's like it heightens up how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the only bright side.
Yeah, the thing is, like, once you have, like, six beers and your roommate QB sneaks you, that's when you're like, I could go for 12 wings.
Wow, were you in my frat, dude?
Dude, that was a thing. That was a thing at Miami before we realized that people were, like, dying off of them, is that, like, people would be like, oh, dude, put a quarter bar in your drink,
yeah,
QB sneak.
Nuts.
Oh, like, I never, like, I'm not trying to say, like, I'm the smart one of my friends, but I never thought that was funny.
Yeah, neither
so
did
I'd be
I.
Like,
I hate
oh,
that.
You drugged me.
Yeah, yeah. People would do that, and people would think they would do that to like girls, but like nobody would ever do that to girls because like nobody wants to get rid of their drugs. They want to eat them, right? Yeah. Nobody's just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna drug girls, but like they just wanted it. They were just so addicted that they wanted to eat them by themselves.
I also love how you just wanted to take any blame away from your fraternity immediately. Yeah, like, we would never.
No, they did it to each other for sure. And I hated it.
Girls did it to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
Buffalo's a crazy spot.
One of the sororities
you're gonna
got,
get assaulted tonight.
One of the sororities got kicked off on off campus because they had this like hazing thing where they would get handcuffed and have to finish a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
And then they got kicked off campus. And I was like, okay. Like they have no idea what the fuck is actually going on hazing wise and with other fraternities. It's like
ours wasn't that bad. It was a lot of puking. Mm-hmm. Just constantly puking.
Yeah. And like I was in a fraternity, but if you drink enough, like and I have.
Yeah.
You get used to puking. Like when I hear people say like, oh, I can never like puke and rally, I'm like, oh, you've never gone
yeah, you
for
just
it.
Got it.
Yeah, clearly you weren't in a frat.
Yeah.
Freshman and sophomore year, it's like a normal instinct. Just like,
yeah, I mean, you get so desensitized to it.
And then you feel so much better after, but like, let's get it. Mm-hmm.
It would be so gross. Like, our pledging was, it would be like 40 of us in a hot fucking basement. We're doing a lot of drinking, a lot of eating nasty shit, and there would be a trash can in the middle that we all have to puke in. And the funniest thing about it was whenever somebody went to puke, we all had to sing the Michigan Fight song. So we're like, hell, dude, like, wow. It's fucking hilarious.
I you guys have this thing at Michigan called spring term, right?
Or yeah. Like,
okay, so that's when I visited there.
Oh, dude, I had a rough spring term.
Oh my God. It was like, I like had a lot of fun at Miami, but every time I would visit schools, that's when like I would party my ass off.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, it's just guilt-free. Nobody's going to know
who
you
one's
going to
remember you.
Day, yeah. Unless they really remember
you.
Yeah.
I actually had that issue. Like, we went with my buddy from Michigan, just moved to the city. He's loving it. A lot of Michigan people come here.
Yeah.
And then I met with him at this bar after a show, and we were just saying hi. I had to go to another spot, and this kid was like, wait, you look familiar. And I realized, I was like, oh, fuck. I probably met him at Ann Arbor. I was like, nah, probably not. All right, Steve, gotta go.
Yeah, 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 man. Dude, I I've had my blackout issues in college.
No, really?
No, yeah, yeah. Dude, nah. There was one time in spring term, I was clearly drunk, and a cop stopped me, and I had my brother's real ID that I used as my fake. Yeah. And I gave him that accidentally. Oh, but that's how good the ID was. He was like,
because right, it was real. Go home. Real IDs yeah. are yeah. usually yeah. pretty good.
But I don't even remember if he asked, what's your name? Because I hope I said Jason. Oh, man.
Fuck dude, that was like, I my fake, like, Miami is like a ridiculous city, but really not a great place to go to college, because it's like you have this social life that like a wealthy 30-year-old would have, because like you act like you have a good job, but you also still do blow. So like it's stupid. So we would go to these clubs, like you have to wear pants and you're gonna wait in line for an hour. They'd look at your fake and just say no, or they'd say you have to pay me $20 to get your fake back, another $20 to get in. So you're like, every weekend, I like, why do I even have a fake ID? Yeah. Why do I leave my apartment?
You just, like show up with $40. Like, this is for my fake that doesn't work, and then this is to get in.
This is not even counting a cover, because there was also, like, a cover.
Going to Miami sounds fucking sick. Oh, my God.
I mean, dude, I mean...
But I agree with you that everything's so... Like, in Buffalo, like, everything's so cheap. Like, Miami, like, go there, live.
Okay, this is like, my freshman...
Fridays at Live. Saturdays at...
Is that really what the night... Like, that's what you guys would do?
Well, no. Okay, that's what my girlfriends would do. Uh-huh. And then, like, freshman year, like, everybody... Like, you would have... Girls would be able to get into places. Guys wouldn't. And then you'd have, like, 10 guys in a dorm room just looking at each other just like... One day, man. We're going to get ours.
Yeah, right. Get in.
QB sneak, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys got to QB sneak the bouncer.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but then it'd be like, all right, well, we can hang out with you guys. Like, you hit up your friend and be like, oh, okay, Ashley, I'll see you later. We can hang out tomorrow on Saturday, though, right? And she's like, oh, no, I'm going on this guy Brian's boat.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool, that's fine. That's cool. Yeah. I'm just never going to get laid. Yeah. That's dope.
I got to get a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's this whole thing because, like, you know, I was fortunate. I don't know about you, but my parents were like supporting me throughout college.
I thought you were gonna say gave you a boat. Oh, college. No. I was like, sick.
Yeah, but they like supported me throughout college. But that was just like, you know, you rationalize. He's like, well, guys, I like spend what I have to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I need this boat to have fun. I came to college to fuck.
There was a moment where they have this pond in the middle of campus and they have this like maintenance boat that they have there. And we were coming back hammered one time freshman year.
Yeah.
And like one of my closest friends was like, oh, fuck, there it is. He points to the boat, runs towards it, jumps in, he goes, we finally made it on a boat, dude. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of there. Like, they have this rule where it's like, you know, the certain things that you do, instant expulsion, and that was one of them, was going in the lake because like a kid drowned doing it. It's just fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Miami was never on my radar for schools to go to, mostly because like I was a fat kid, and I was like, I'm not going to do well at these pool parties or going to the beach.
Yo, you got to be fucking rich.
Arizona, like nowhere. Yeah, no, Arizona, that's why I
FSU,
went.
FSU, I feel like everybody who goes there is fucking ripped.
Yeah.
So, yo, this is, and that was a huge thing for me attending, where it was like, because I wasn't jacked and then all these guys were already like on their way to or doing it, then I would just shit on that and think, be like, oh, I'm counterculture. I'm not going to work out. Fuck that.
Yeah.
But deep down, I'm like, they look great.
Yeah.
Bro, but, I didn't know. I was like, dude, chill with a bunch of statues.
This is how I got recruited. Like, do you guys remember I'm Schmacked?
Yeah.
Dude, so when you're like 16, 17, I saw that. Uh-huh. And then they also dropped the 30 for 30. It's all about the U.
Oh,
the
U. Oh, the U.
And
is
I was
sick.
Like, oh, like, yeah. That's where I got to be.
Yeah. That was, home. That did
I was
make
like,
it
oh, do you
sick.
Play football? Nope.
Yeah, I just rage, dude. Yeah. What's your name, G Ray? Well, I love how he's like a play by play guy now. Greg Olson.
Yeah. 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 Family so man.
Fun. Yeah. What you do? Get head.
Whip out. My dick show off my third leg.
Like, it was so funny.
Yeah, during that party, also is like they're cutting in interviews of him. Like they'll show a couple lines, and he's sitting there very solemnly. He's like, "I thought it was a good idea at the time. I was just trying to bond with my teammates."
I mean, listen, it's all like jokingly before you're like, let's talk about cancel culture. like he said a dumb rap lyric when he was 16, 17, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can relate, right?
Yeah.
Spencer had a little bit of a rap career.
Okay, I shouldn't be shit on for wanting to have a rap career.
I'm not shitting on you.
No, But this is my thing, because like at that time I'm going to like a private school. All these kids want to have like good jobs and careers, and like the thing that I saw is that rappers have the best lifestyles. Yeah. So I think that I was the smart one, being like, "Oh, I'm 15. I want to be a rapper. Yeah. Why
you're
not?"
Yeah, you're not settling.
Yeah,
you're gonna settle for an okay job, shooting for the fucking stars. Yeah.
But like, I think that like some of my friends are like, "Okay, like at one point Spencer wanted to be a rapper. Now he's a comedian. This is an attention thing." Yeah. But it's like, no, like. I eat shit every day as a comedian. Yeah. There's no luxury or balling out.
There could not be a more different lifestyle from being a rapper.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if a comedian was rapping just about, like, you know, rappers obviously talking about their luxurious lifestyle. If it was, like, comedians rapping about it, it's just like, in a basement, dark, no one laughed, yeah. Didn't get laid, still broke.
Yeah.
I got 4 roommates.
Yeah. Someone else fucked my wife.
You know? He was still
but
funnier.
It made good material.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone stole my joke. I'm going to kill him now.
Dude, I was like in like my first couple months of doing stand up, and I was like, I thought I had this great joke, and I was like, oh, I don't even know if I want to say it at open mics, cuz yeah. Don't want anybody to steal it. And this comedian, I just vividly remember this was like, you do not have to worry about that. I was like, oh, cool.
Dope. Sick. You know what? Maybe I'll try that rap thing again. Yeah. Man. I thought this was like the best joke ever.
Dude, I mean, like the rap thing was wild, because it kind of like desensitized me to shame in a little bit. Because I got made fun of a lot.
Yeah.
Like, deservedly so. When I hear like old rappers' bars though, when they were like 15, mine were actually on par with them. Yeah. So like, fuck you guys, fuck you. It was fine. But like,
people just love shitting on other people.
Oh, dude, and then I told you guys, I went to an all guys school, so it's like you can just pile on, you just get like the meaner you get, the more funny you are, and so like it literally was like a moment. Like I went home one day and I was like, all right, so I'm either going to just be like this big laughing stock, or I've got to really embrace it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just really embrace
it.
I was like,
go for
it. Fucking speezy. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm not shitting on you. I'm more like, I didn't have the confidence or the.
Weren't delusional.
Yeah, well, I didn't
you
have
to
balls.
Be delusional.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the balls to like do something like that. But you're talking about like, I don't even know what I thought I was going to do when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just like. My dad was in business. My brother was on track to do business. I'm just going to do business.
Dude, business.
So my dad grew
business.
Up in like a...
Do business, dude.
Just
gonna wear a
business.
Suit.
That's I didn't even know that business was a thing. My dad grew up in like a small town in Missouri. And so like the smartest kids become doctors.
Yeah.
And like the next level become lawyers. But you got to either... You're going to move out or stay in the city.
Yeah.
And so my dad like moved out and became... Like first tried to be a doctor... And then was like, oh, this is hard. And then became a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's the kind of reality I knew. So I was, and he said, don't be a lawyer. This sucks.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, like, I would, like, my dad now says that he, like, likes his job. But I remember him coming home from the office, and he just looked miserable. And I'm just like, this is what I got to do.
Yeah,
and then every now and then I get vacation, and I get to go to Puerto Rico with my family. I'm like, that's it. I'd rather... Yeah.
Always go to Puerto Rico.
I truly was always weirded out by like the kids who wanted to become doctors or like, because like one, it's not like they were doing it out of the goodness of their heart or anything.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh, since my family does it. Big check.
Yeah,
and like new at like 13 years old.
Yeah,
like I was just like. You should rap.
Yeah. You should try rap, dude.
Rap sick.
Yeah. What would you rap about? Like, what were your lyrics about?
It was wild. Because I was like,
none of it was true.
Well, it's a little bit, like, because like at one point we're really good friends now. Shout out to Monica. She we had a thing. Do you guys remember things?
Oh yeah,
we had
a thing.
We had a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it like ended, and I was acting like I got scorned. So yeah. I went full Slim Shady. It was so wildly inappropriate. Like talking about like fucking axe murdering the next dude that she's hooking up with.
No way. What were her thoughts?
And then like dude, like I specifically remember how one song started. I was like, I think it was like Tie My Hands by Lil Wayne and the Carter 3. Great song.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, this one goes out to every single girl who's broke my heart. Drake had just started blowing up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And then,
you're the worst I ever had.
And then, like, I just remember I was just like, damn, the fucking girl just ripped my heart out of my chest. She left, moved on, said it was for the best. I was like, that's a hot bar.
Yeah,
that's
a good bar. Yeah.
And then, like, I just, like, ran with that. And then she, like, I saw it was getting, like, shared around a lot and getting a lot of plays.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to cause some drama.
But it was her sending to all her friends being like, yo, like, this kid just made a, like,
Taylor
10 Swift song.
Diss-
yeah.
Yeah. But, like, made a diss album.
And she had no right to be, like, friends with me to this day. Like, we're still very close. Right. So, like, she has a lot of forgiveness in her heart. Yeah. That was so out of pocket.
She's probably got those bars are like pretty hot. So
yeah,
like,
exactly, dude.
Yeah, maybe she's like, wow, I fucked up. This guy's a sick rapper.
Well, I.
Oh, thank God he turned to comedy.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, I'm still now dealing with, like, you know, my Instagram handles, Speezy taught me.
Right.
From. Yeezy taught me, and obviously everybody knows that.
But, I know that one.
But now it's gotten to the point where, like, that's what just people call me in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, my Instagram handle's too catchy. Yeah. So.
I don't even know your first name.
Dude, I mean, it got weird when people would call me Spencer in college. I'm going to be like, I'm going to level with you. People call me Speez.
Hold on. Speezy around here.
Yeah. Speezy F baby.
Come over here for a second. We got to talk, all right?
Don't you ever call me Spencer in front of people again.
Actually, my girlfriend did call me Speez one time, and I was just like, that's not for
you.
Yeah,
just call
me
Spencer. Just call me Spencer.
Yeah. Mr. Spencer, sir.
Call me by my government.
Like, it's like when girls call me Oscar. I'm like, okay, you could just tell me you don't want to fuck me.
Like, you play hockey with me, but, like, you can't fuck.
We were talking about college. So you got hooked on the bars. got hooked on the alcohol. Jesus.
Dude, no, I wish I did more like 21st century drugs. Yeah. I was more like a fucking Ernest Hemingway character and just like drinking whiskey on the rocks alone and like just like being like.
What's wrong with that? Is that
it was like I should have just been doing more fun drugs. Yeah. I ruined my life with alcohol. I could have ruined my life with like more fun shit.
It was just alcohol.
I mean, like, it's like when I would get. Drunk, it would then be like, all right, what do you got on you? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's party. I think this might be a decent time to let people know that I am sober now. So it's funny.
No, it's totally cool. That's what I was trying to get to.
It's been 2 years, but like college was like, you have that kind of like behavior reinforced. Cause like people even jokingly say with me, like, oh, I think I was an alcoholic in college. And I'm like, well, you kind of know.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, once you graduate and people kind of stop drinking on Mondays, but you don't stop, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a problem.
I think some people, you're just, like, led into having an unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily making you an alcoholic. Like I had my blackout. And you're right. It gets reinforced. You black out. Then you get a nickname when you're, like, the blackout guy. They go, Ronnie's out again. You know, like, that shit. It definitely is reinforced. And then, like, your friends joke around about sneaking you a fucking bar.
Yeah, I think that like the general consensus like in the US with alcohol is just like, oh, legal, it's fine.
Yeah.
People die all the time from it.
We talk about like weed being legalized a lot, and it's like you can say it's fine. But it's also cannot be fine. You can turn anything into a not fine thing.
Oh, I was able to develop an unhealthy relationship with weed.
Yeah,
shame on
like,
you.
Yeah, I know. Like, the thing is, like, I was an abusive boyfriend to marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, just gaslit the shit out of it. Substances can work for people in certain ways. Like, I think some people, for, you know, their anxiety, whatever, weed is great for them.
Yeah.
For me, like, I was just waking up, getting high, then, like, figuring out when I could booze. And then, like, for some people, I think that they should take, like, mushrooms or maybe do acid and explore.
Right.
For some people who are, like, very small-minded, I'm like, you might break.
You might
snap in half.
Dude, that shit, like, those psychedelics, that still scares the shit out of me.
No.
Yeah, I haven't done any of
that.
I'm, like, scared.
But the thing is, also,
I'm small-minded, I guess.
But I love this, that, like, you hear stories of, like, did you hear, like, he did acid and was never the same, but every day you hear that story of, he got fucked up and killed a family of four drunk driving, and we're like, I won't do that.
Yeah, it's fair.
I don't have a car.
Yeah. Dude, that's one thing I would do when I was blacked out, which was like so wildly embarrassing, is that I would go through my phone and I was deleting a bunch of shit. I saw pictures of me posed by other people's cars. Like if they were cool. I'd give them my phone and be like, yo, can you take a pic by your car? I'm not even a car guy. Yeah. I just like would see like a 2012 Tesla and be like, that's sick. Get a pic of me. There were a dozen in my phone when I was going through old phones.
That's an odd thing to do when you're blackout.
I don't like cars. I don't give a shit.
It's crazy. People say that when you're really drunk, like that's when you become who you really are. You say it's not true at all. Yeah. Like maybe when you got a little buzz, but when you're just like blackout, you're not even a fucking person. You're like in cars now.
It's like if you have enough poison in your system, you become the real you.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Do you have an drunk alter ego?
I don't know. I kind of just become. I like to dance, you know?
You like to dance.
I have nothing specific. I have nothing specific. I guess I could be wrong. Just nothing off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. I wish I had something.
Dude, every time you're like, should I just sophomore scove this?
Yeah, should I sophomore scove? My sophomore scove. Yeah, sophomore was a wild year. sophomore year was a wild year. I drank a lot of tequila, and then towards my senior year, I started slowing down. So my friends were like, bro, like sophomore scove would have done this. And then every time when people just like whisper in my ear, like sophomore scove, and I had a chug whatever is in my cup.
You had bad friends. So.
Yeah,
guy friends just are not generally good friends.
This is totally like an 80s comedian take. Men do this, women do that. But I feel like. Like, guys' friendships can be, like, toxic like that, but, like, they can go through more shit, but they don't get that deep. Yeah. Like, exactly. Like, you'll know your buddy's nickname, but sometimes forget his first name.
Right.
Whereas, like, I've noticed that, like, sometimes women will just be, like, will know everything about each other. And then, 6 weeks later, it's like, oh, no, I don't talk to them. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? Yeah.
Dude, you got your apartment because chicks just, cannot live together.
I got my apartment because my roommate's girlfriend, her two friends, lived in the apartment building that I'm in. And they got in a massive fight, could not live with each other anymore. Mm-hmm. So then it was over literally, something so stupid and so mild. They were best friends. They couldn't do it. So then we just swooped in with, a sick deal.
I will say, I do like being. I actually love my friendships with women because I'm allowed to overshare and just talk their ear off, and they're all about it. That's amazing.
I feel like it's easier to have friendships with girls when you have a girlfriend.
Uh huh. Right? Dude, I love that because it's like you. You can have those friendships and be like, oh, there's no ulterior motive here.
Yeah.
It's I hate the idea of the good guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, he's terrible dude.
He's good guy.
The loser guy. Yeah. I mean.
Good guys finish last. No, fuck you. You're awful.
Yeah. And your girlfriend, I heard you tell a joke about your girlfriend being tall, but then I met her. She is taller than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, I wonder if she's, doesn't want to embarrass me. So she'll be like, no, we're the same height. And I love it, though. So I'm like, no, you're 6'5". Yeah. Tell people that.
It's an accomplishment for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I like tall girls, too. I'm like, she's taller than me, but I still fucking hit it.
Yeah, I tell that to strangers all the time, dude.
You have a girlfriend? Yeah, she's taller than me.
Yeah,
dude, she played college volleyball.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
And I just got to watch videos of her playing the other day.
Good stat line?
Hot as hell.
Yeah.
Just she would be one of the people up front just spiking it. Yeah. And shit. Just like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. But
it's the first couple of dates, you found out she played volleyball. So you went on NCAA to see what her stats were. So uh-huh. Is she a starter or not?
Yeah, exactly. I only date, as a former college mascot, I have to see.
You were a college mascot? Yeah. No way. Really?
I just did. I casually slipped that in.
I was trying to get to that. I was worried about it. Yeah. That is incredible. How do you? So you were the fucking bird, or whatever the cage.
Yeah, I mean, it happened. It happened kind of organically, where it was freshman year. I didn't get a bid to the fraternities I was going for, so I was like, all right, we're gonna run it back sophomore year. I got this. Yeah. I mean, new and improved. I'm gonna be know how to talk to people and not be blacked. And then went out sophomore year. Didn't get bids. I was dope. Okay. So I was just kind of. Drinking and boozing by myself and just kind of wandering campus. And my buddies who were in fraternities were like, hey, man, you got to do something.
Yeah.
And they're like, you love this school. Because my cousin had gone to, was at Miami. When I was a freshman, he was a senior. he walked onto the football team and then was also a coach. Now he's like a college football coach. Awesome. But they were like, you love this school? Try out to be the mascot, dude. They've got auditions next week. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll do anything.
Yeah.
And the thing with that was I was just like normal. I wasn't a great dancer or anything, but I just liked Miami. I was normal in the interview. And like people who want to be a mascot are generally not normal.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, like, do you want to do this gig? And I was like, sure, let's figure this out.
Let's fucking go, you baby.
Like, no, you're not allowed to talk. Stop.
But
you already
also
failed.
Also, I would never have been like if I went to like a if I went to a Big Ten school. If I went to like a smaller school, I'd never want to be the mascot. Like that was not. But it was just like the lore and history of Miami. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So were you chilling with like the cheerleaders all the time?
No,
dude. He's like, I always get this fucking question.
Dude, every time
they
fucking
kept you as
dudes
far
are
as
like,
possible.
Oh, dude, you must have hooked up with so many cheerleaders. And it's like, no, they want to hook up
with
the
football player.
Yeah. The basketball team. They want to hook up with the dudes on the other team before us, bro. Like, you're the smelly dude who dressed as a bird. Yeah. Like, there's nothing like appealing about that.
Were you friends with them or not even?
Like, okay, I think that I was... I was still so uncomfortable with myself. I think that that's what I was good at, being a mascot, because I was like, I can be somebody else.
I can be a bird.
Seriously. I genuinely was good at it because I could be somebody else. And then out of the suit, I was just very awkward and still just like, I hadn't figured out that I wanted to do stand up. And I was still obsessed with comedy, trying to figure out what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And like talking to them in like the back room, just be like, you guys. The pyramid is just so high. It's cool. So good. Yeah.
So like, thanks. You did a great job flapping your wings.
No, awesome. I definitely need to, need to go to therapy. We can all agree on that. But two, need to bring it up that, like, I think there's this thing called mascot complex, because I was like, at like the Duke basketball game, I'm at center court hyping everybody up. 12,000 people around me going nuts. Like, and we're, you know, win the games. Wow. You feel the place vibrating and you're leading them in a cheer. Yeah. And then you go out, get changed, put your shit in a hockey bag, leave there, and no one gives a fuck about you.
Yeah, no one even knows
like,
who was you.
I remember I was crossing the street one night and I kind of like jaywalked and a car was going, and they honk at me and they go, get out of the way, asshole. And I'm like, you were just cheering me on.
I saw you.
Like, fuck.
You just stopped. You're like, dude.
It's me.
It's me, dude.
The guy, like, he was like cheering for you. He's like, I'm your biggest fan. And he's like, fuck you.
Dude, I had one time this woman, like, the people, grown adults, like, the Miami, the U was huge in the 80s and 90s, right? Like, and like, Miami sports weren't great. So you've got these, like, 40 year old people now who grew up idolizing Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, you'd have people invite you to their weddings, to, you know, birthday parties. I got invited to this woman's final chemo treatment where she was overcoming cancer.
Wow.
I show up hungover as shit with the head coach of the football team, and we're taking videos, hugs, there's tears.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like this 20-year-old kid hungover as shit being like, what the fuck? Like, I was like happy to be there, happy to make her happy, but I was just like, what is going on? This is crazy.
Yeah,
she's like, nuts. Sebastian, the fact that you're here with me is... I'm just like, my name's Spencer. I'm an alcoholic.
Quack, quack.
Dude, I had Ed Reed come up to me at a game one time and get me in a headlock and go, you're a fucking legend, bro. And I'm like,
really?
What the fuck?
Ed Reed did that?
That was the wild part. It was like all the alumni would come through to games and be like, it's not the same. We used to be at the top. We need to take this shit to the next level, right, Sebastian?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Because you, like, straight up can't talk.
Yeah,
right?
Can't talk, and I'm just, like, you know, moving my beak,
It's so funny.
Yeah, I had a lot of people ask me and, like, say, like, yo, you gotta go pro, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta go to the next level. And, like, the only thing that stopped me, I was like, well, stand-up gigs are at night.
Yeah.
Games are at night.
Yeah.
So.
But you could do the 1 p.m. It's just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so funny to, like...
Be like the Eagles mascot, but only for the ones.
Yeah, only for the 1 o'clock games.
Only for the ones. Yeah, I got a set. For the fours now.
Dude, I mean, it was very similar. Look, thinking about it now, like, the community was very similar to like us, like within comedy, because like you'd have, we'd show up at events where we're making other people have a great time. It's me and the other Miami like mascots, like Dolphins and Panthers. Mm-hmm. And we're just like hanging out being like, all right, we're at work. And then we got another event later. So we like, these people have a great time. And then we got to get out of there and go. And like, there's like this community of like, we love this shit in the moment, but like, this is a grind.
Like, so like, you would hang out with like the other Miami mascots?
Yeah. Like I got a job with the Dolphins, just being like a grounds person, helping out with halftime because mm-hmm. I was the mascot. Same thing with the Panthers. I was Stanley the Panther's handler, which is basically for in the NHL.
Yeah.
Which basically is like, your job is to make sure he makes it to certain points in this in the arena, and then also that nobody like assaults him. So I was like a mascot bodyguard, just being like, and hockey fans are like the fans to assault a mascot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
I hated fucking Sparky. I still hate that fucking
dude.
Loser.
I don't. Dude, the funniest thing about
Sparky's
that
a loser.
Sparky the Dragon is the Islanders' mascot, uh-huh. and it was just like they used to have an indoor football team that was the Dragons, uh-huh. and they were just like, "Oh fuck, we'll just repurpose this for the Islanders." So it makes absolutely zero. There's no dragons on Long Island.
Yeah, Sparky the Dragon, the New York Islanders mascot.
Belong.
I was like, "Fuck that guy." I was a Rangers fan. I'm a Rangers fan.
Dude, last night I got mean for the first time on stage, and these guys were like mixing drinks, and they're like, I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they go, we're making Long Islands. I was like, oh, well, you're making Long Islands. You're acting like you're from Long Island because you're being fucking douchebags. And it didn't get as much like as much laughter as I thought it would. Right. So I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I have a lot of pent up stuff from
also
the
then. I literally, the first thought I was like, oh fuck. Aaronson's from Long Island. Yeah. He's a great guy.
I'm just, me and Corey, we kind of break the mold. Listen, we're douches, but like, we kind of break the Long Island mold.
Yeah.
There's different Long Islands. I'm sure there's different Missouris. I know nothing about Missouri, but I'm sure there's, you're what I would expect, I guess.
My buddy Chris Ryder's from Missouri. You know
Ryder? He's from Missouri.
You don't really act like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really, really like Chris. You don't act like him.
No, he's just black and it has like a southern accent. You kind of sound like you're from like Armonk, New York. You give me Armonk, New York vibes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But like we said, anywhere outside of the city is the Midwest.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like, that works.
So how is not the Midwest? Michigan's the Midwest, right?
I mean, yo. I thought
Missouri was in the south, to be honest.
Dude, that's the part, that's the thing that's like wild is like once University of Missouri went to the SEC, mm-hmm. now people are like, well, Missouri is in the south. But we play hard-nosed football and like
football.
And it's just like, yo, I know what you're really saying. I like and like the vibe is like we're legitimately in the middle of the country, mm-hmm. but like you still like my grandparents kind of talk like this a little bit, and that's why I'm able to do the accent. Like, I'm pretty damn good at it.
He really does sound like he's from Long Island though. When he's just, like,
he just sounds like some Long Island.
You're
kid.
Just a bro.
No, if I wear a backwards hat on stage, like some people are like, you just got this like Cali vibe, and I'm like, you're just saying that I'm a douche.
Yeah.
Like, you're just trying to be nice about
That's
it.
That's probably why your Long Island thing didn't work. It's like, dude, you're from Long Island. I want to get back to the mascot thing for a second, uh-huh. because like I did a thing with the Mets, and they have Mr. Met, mm-hmm. and we would be like, before we would film, we'd be down like in this room right next to Mr. Met's changing room,
uh-huh.
and like you never get to see the person behind the mask, uh-huh. right? Especially at Mr. Met. I grew up a Met fan. Like, I grew up taking pictures of Mr. Met, and I get a peek, like I'm walking out and his door is just open, and I just see like this back of the head, no mask, just putting on his massive shoes, and I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever fucking
seen. That's the thing, man. If you knew who Mr. Met was,
it would
completely ruin it.
Yeah,
where that's exactly like, I had to sign an NDA. Mm-hmm. Like I had to
like a superhero.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like, nobody can know your true identity.
And people that one thing that his name's Sebastian. Mm-hmm. Sebastian the Ibis. It looks like a duck, but I'd explain. An ibis is the last animal to leave when a hurricane hits and the first to return. I've said that phrase so many times. It taught me that people really focus on themselves so much. Because I would walk around campus with this giant hockey bag with a disassembled bird in the bag. And people would never ask any questions. Whenever I did, I'd be like, my role was, I was a marketing intern. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, oh, those are t-shirts for the basketball game. Okay. And like, people don't like, so when you're thinking like, oh, I had a bad set, everybody's probably talking about it or thinking about it, no one gives a fuck about you.
Yeah.
Everybody is so focused on themselves.
Yeah, it's so true, man.
Yeah. But like, I had a moment where I hooked up with this girl, and then like, I didn't put the suit away. It's in the corner. And like, she at one point just pauses and goes, "What is that?" And so like, I
work for the marketing team.
You have to tell like your roommates, you have to tell like the people who could possibly find out, because when you're told a secret, you're more likely to keep it.
Yeah.
When you find out a secret, you're like, "Oh, fuck them. Yeah, I'm going to tell." Yeah. So I would tell people in a smart way. But now I've got her in the fold.
Yeah.
Like, who I, you know what I mean? So I was just like, "Oh, shit." Like,
tell anyone, I literally have to kill you.
Yeah.
So, like, you. What would happen? Like, what would they do to you if, like, mid-game, you just ripped the head off? You're like, "It's me!"
they
throw you out of school?
I had a moment like that. It was really bad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is how I ended up on SportsCenter Not Top 10.
No way! What?
No way! Yeah.
So, it's my first home football game. You go through a season. My sophomore year is when I started. You go through a season of just mentorship on football, and then you start that basketball season in suit. So it's my junior year. I'm finally in suit as Sebastian. First home football game. I lead the team out with the American flag through the smoke. They follow behind me. And the cheerleader I was legitimately crushing on at the time turns to me and goes, "Don't fall."
What?
I was like, that's the last thing I want to hear. So I'm trying to figure out the timing. When do I run? And out of nowhere, I hear, "Run, Bird!" And I go, "Oh, no." I'm like being carried by the team. I've got the American flag. I'm like, "I can't let this fall." And I eat shit.
Oh,
I go
down. How hard is it
down
to run in that thing?
Dude, I mean, it's like about like 20 pounds worth of gear, but I had these like janky-ass old feet on. Like, it was just like, I can come up with a million excuses, but I ate shit. I'm getting cleats in my back. I'm getting stepped on. I looked at the tape later. One of the offensive linemen actually like hurdled me, and it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Like, so I get trampled on. I eventually get up, and then I fall again. And like, I'm just like, and I run into the opposite tunnel across the field, run into this kitchen, immediately collapse. Like, I'm bleeding in places, throw off the head. It was exactly like in like Spider-Man 2 when he was on like the fucking like train. They rip off the mask, they're holding the body. People were whipping out their phones, and one dude comes out of nowhere. He's like, no, don't take pictures of the bird. Don't take pictures of the bird. I'm like, "Thank you." They took me to like the players like medical area, and they were like doctoring me up there. Like, some guy had gotten hurt in the first quarter, so he's in there too, and he's just looking at me. I'm in the full suit without the head on, just sitting there. I was like, "Yeah, rough day."
Got a broken wing.
So I thought I was going to get fired. I thought I was immediately going to get fired. And then that Monday, they do like top plays on Friday, and they do not top 10 on Monday, something like that. They have me at play number 9.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, "Oh, well, I'm definitely getting fired now because I got it all on tape." And my boss was just like, "You know what? Any publicity is good publicity."
Keep falling.
Yeah.
This is the first time it happened to Sebastian.
Yeah.
So some super hot cheerleader is like, "Don't thaw." What a bitch move.
In the 1% chance that she sees this, I'm not going to call her super hot. She was fine.
She was so hot.
She was
whatever. Don't thaw. Like, I loved how that's all it took to get in my head, too.
Yeah.
I was just like, "Oh, no." I immediately knew it, too. I was like, "Yep. This is about to
happen. Run, Bird!"
Dude, it was terrifying.
So, like, are you even, obviously, like, you're feeling hurt, but is it even, like, embarrassing, like, seeing it on Not Top 10? Because no one knows that it was you. Besides,
yeah,
like,
it was cool shit. I loved it. I was just like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, center, baby. Yeah.
That's
like,
so funny.
Also, like, that same week, another mascot fell, too, so they got play number, like, 3, because theirs was worse. At least I made it, but also wasn't the worst one this week.
Yeah, if you were number 1, it would have been brutal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What was it? The Mark Sanchez butt fumble was not top 10 for, like, 12 years. God. That was the funniest play.
And like, he was getting paid millions of dollars. I was getting a minimum wage stipend, so it was just like, yo, like, it's whatever. Yeah. Get it on TV.
This is making me like, I don't even know who was the mascot for my high school team. You know, like, I have no idea.
Well, yeah, because he was a nobody.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't like the coolest guy.
It wasn't you, so it wasn't the coolest guy.
Yeah, I was not the coolest guy in high school. I was the coolest guy at the other high school. Yeah, that's how I roll.
That's where your girlfriend went to high school.
Yeah, your girlfriend's from Canada.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, it took me a while, like, to honestly, like, adjust to not having that lifestyle. Because I had an event every day. Like, you know, that was, like, my life. And that was, like, the first thing that I actually, like, really cared about.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, I'd also, like, not get high or not drink when I do that, I was like, this matters. But I'd be hungover. Like, it's like, so funny. You can't control that.
That's what it took, dressing up as a bird to be like, this matters.
Yeah.
Be responsible, Spencer. You're a bird now.
Dude, it was, they flew me out to New York.
You flew yourself to New York.
No, yeah.
Which one was it?
God, they had the you are funny. That was low,
dude. I mean, my arms are killing me, Joe. Yeah, it gets me every time.
Yeah, you're gonna be a great dad.
I already am.
Yeah, I was sitting on this plane with this dude, and they decided to fly me out to the ACC tournament in New York. But last minute, they were like, oh, by the way, you're doing a spot on The Tonight Show. And I was like, yeah, of course I am. So I'm like on the plane, and I'm like, I was drinking that day. They'd moved up my flight, and I was like, oh, fuck, I got to sober up. I'm like, gonna have one more for the flight. Yeah. We're celebrating. And then I look over to the guy who I'm sitting next to. I'm just like holding my cocktails, like, hey. He's like, hey. I'm going to be on The Tonight Show. This guy gave me this look. I'm like, oh, this dude's insane. Yeah. Yeah. Like, took a nap. Like, I'd sobered up when we landed. And, like, that was, like, seriously very important to me. Got to the hotel. I was like, I'm going to rage face tonight. Mm-hmm. But, like, got to be sober for this. Like, me and the other mascot show up to the studio. And, like, it was, like, so wild because, like, they thought I was, like, very... Like, the other mascots were like, oh, we think the Miami guy's a party guy. Yeah. I get there. My reputation precedes me a little bit from other tournaments. Yeah. But, like, because I'd gotten suspended by the ACC for, like, stealing a motorcycle.
Like, yeah. Every like, insane thing you've just kind of casually dropped. Yeah. So I was in the Sports Center, not top 10.
Yeah.
But then I was very serious there. So we're like, oh, like, this guy is actually a bore. And then we did the spot, like, we did, like... You know, recorded it at like 4 o'clock. Then afterwards, I was like, all right, like Megan Trainor was there. Yeah. And I was like, you want to come out with us? We're going to get fucked up.
And she's like, said to Megan.
she was just, and everybody was looking at me like, you don't talk to people like that, let alone like the musical guest. Yeah. And I was like, I'm trying to party. And then the women's U.S.
you
hockey
got
team.
That bass or what?
The U.S. hockey team was there. And I was like, you guys trying to go out? And they just looked at me like, with their gold medals around their neck, just like, you're a degenerate.
Fly, yeah. Fly.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even think about, like, when you first told me you were the mascot, all of them were like, wow, what a loser. But then, like, not like you're a loser, but, like, what a kind of a lame thing. Uh-huh. But when you're doing it at a major university and you're, like, hyping people up with, like, mm-hmm. hundreds, thousands of people, it's, like, fucking sick.
Yeah,
even if nobody knows that it's you, it's like, uh-huh. He's been on The Tonight Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you getting booked on every show?
Yeah. I would have. I had like you the background stuff is cool.
Yeah,
like you get like I got flown out to film like Rocket Mortgage commercials and shit. Like you meet all these other mascots and you party together. Yeah. Like that made up for like the dedicate your time. Like people would ask where I was at football games. Like, dude, roll through my fraternity's tailgate. We'll have a great time. I'd be like, bet. Like, yeah. See you there. Yeah. I really would. And then they'd be like, oh, where were you, man? I was like, oh shit, fucking got lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Next so, one.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was up in the tree. You didn't see me.
But yeah,
you hung out with the other mascot. Did you have like a favorite other mascot, like a buddy?
Yeah, dude. Me.
Who's your boy?
No, I had a couple boys. So I like a lot of people. I hated Duke, right? Going into it. Then I met the Duke Blue Devil, like this kid Billy. The man. we went out for the women's ACC tournament. Like, we were, like, 12 mascots went to a Crazy Frogs together and took it over. We're on the dance floor.
Oh,
it
was disgusting.
You went to a Crazy Frog tournament?
Yeah. And, no, it was a
concert?
No. Like Crazy Frog, the...
talking about the DJ. Like, boing, boing.
No.
That's why the axe left.
The, like, the... And then, the... The Irishman at Notre Dame, yeah. All those guys, who the different guys who portrayed it, all of them are really cool because, like, your personality is a huge part of it because it's, like, you're a real person. Like, the ACC, the bigger school mascots, all of them were very cool. Like, that, so, like, you, like, even, like, seeing, like, the UNC mascots hang out with, like, the Blue Devil, I was just like, oh, like, that's, it's, this is bigger than sports.
That is so funny, dude.
It's about togetherness.
Yeah, I'm immediately watching that, not top 10.
Yeah, that's literally the
dude, putting it on the
seminar. It's literally the first thing we're doing. It had half a million views on YouTube at one point. And then
how many subscribers do you have?
Dude, like five. Like, let's up those numbers. Like, but then it got scrubbed because when Disney bought ESPN or whatever, they took all the content down. So it's in the archives somewhere. But like, I wanna get that.
What year was it?
It was like third week in September of 2016.
So
if you guys can get on that for me,
It's like so possible that I saw that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and now you're here. Sebastian's here now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop calling you Speezy. I'm gonna start calling you Sebastian.
I had it happen last night where some people from Miami were at the show and they were like, because I say a joke about like I went to college in Florida, and then they're like, "Yo, where'd you go to school?" I was like, And sometimes, like, I'll just say, the University of Miami. But if I'm feeling, like, kind of confident after a show, I'll be like, the U.
Yeah. You.
The U.
Or maybe just throw it up. Just be like, just give them a... But then they were like, oh, my God, we're from Miami. And then I was like, oh, I got him right here. I was like, I was Sebastian the Ibis for 3 years.
Yeah.
The dude did a walk away. The dude went, no.
And he started like, bro.
He took a lap. Running away. I got to take a lap.
Yeah. So, you know, I got those like four Instagram followers. Yeah. So, you know, it was a good night last night.
That's so
productive
funny,
night.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. Everything was fucking hilarious.
Did you ever give autographs?
Oh, yeah. All the time. And like autographed, like kids would come up for autographs all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, being at people's weddings and like being in their wedding photos, like the dudes coming up to me and just like giving me a beer and be like, I want to have a beer with Sebastian.
Yeah.
And like, and then internally being like, oh my God, that I want that so bad.
I can't. I'm flying.
Yeah. I'm flying tonight.
God, I suck.
I mean, it's just you like, I'm not from Miami, so I didn't understand how much this bird mattered to everybody.
Yeah.
I was just there to have a good time. And then you kind of get brought into like the history of the school and just like how this like place when Miami was like literally going through like shitty economic times. It was like, at least we've got the football. Like,
yeah,
I felt like a Friday Night Lights fucking series. It was just like, well, we've got football to lean on.
Yeah. God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michigan didn't have a mascot. The Buffalo?
We have Benny the Bull.
Oh, you guys don't have a mascot, but you guys are the Wolverines. That's like that's such a Michigan thing to
it's
be like, we're too good.
It's very pretentious. It's like the Yankees don't have a mascot.
I will say I like that better. I'm about to talk shit on another mascot from another conference. Sparty. Very pretentious. Came to a commercial. We were in Grand Rapids, Michigan, filming a commercial. He came with a handler, and like it was a don't touch Sparty, don't get near him. He's got to have his own changing room. And me, the Irishman, Clemson's mascot, we're like all just shit talking.
Yeah.
The Oregon Ducks, a G. He's like, yo, I don't fuck with that. Like, it was.
I'll share a changing room.
Yeah. Like,
wait, because the Notre Dame one is literally just a guy.
It's just a guy.
He doesn't wear a mask.
And like they just give him a hat and like the, you know, and like he can talk. And so it's like being a cool
person. But he has
person,
to like do like, ooh, Lucky Charms.
Yeah. I think they like really have brought it into like the 21st century as far as like you're not a character, you really are just a great person who embodies Notre Dame. And I love that. That's like I hated Notre Dame going into college, hated Duke, just like, and then I meet these guys, I'm like, all right, you guys are pretty cool.
If you're the best the school has to offer, then I'm sure it's a great school.
You guys should have choreographed a fight.
Oh, we did all the time.
Oh, really?
We did all the time. Yeah. Like that was like if I was going to if I was visiting like Durham, I would let like, you know, their mascot kick the shit out of me. It's all it's performance arts, man.
Yeah.
It's just like we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And like the in general, the vibe is just like we want to put on a good show.
Yeah.
So you guys can relate.
I get it. Dude, maybe it's time for me to like throw in a fucking costume when I go on stage. Maybe that'll help.
Yo, some dude told me the other day, he was like, who's one of your like, this kid just watched the show, comes out, and like I did checks, ate it a little bit, but yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And me and another comedian are talking, he just comes straight up to me and goes, hey, what's up? I'm Dave. Who's your favorite comedian? And like I was thinking, like I always respond with this answer, because when I was 12, when I first saw Cat Williams, I was like, what the fuck? This is amazing. So I was just like, Cat Williams. And he's like, that's what you need. You need a funny outfit.
Yeah, I was with you this night.
And I was like, I was like, I don't know. Like, he's like, you need to wear a suit. And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, like a, what would Cat do? And he's like looking around like, this wisdom I just dropped. And I was just like, yeah, I'm good.
No, do you gotta do?
He literally pointed at my outfit. He goes, I was wearing like jeans, t-shirt. And he goes, you don't normally dress like that, do you? I was like, what?
This is unsolicited advice from people who don't know anything about comedy.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The thing is, like, I think that people don't understand how much, like, when they like a comedian, what they're enjoying is the authenticity.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime that, like you're not being yourself, or even if you're, like, not telling the truth on stage, it's in some way a version of your own truth. That makes it, so it's like,
it's coming from your head.
Yeah. And, like, the fact that if I were to contrive something that didn't make me comfortable, but I was like, it will make them perceive me differently. Mm-hmm. Like, it is about how they perceive you, but I want them to perceive the most authentic version.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just go up there and straight lie.
that was, I don't know where that came from. That was authentic.
Yeah, that was authentic.
I have an erection for some reason now. It was deep. Well, dude, this was so much fun. We really appreciate you coming on. Before we let you go, anything you want to plug?
We've got the pregame is a monthly show. Right now we're in the Lower East Side. Next show is October 22nd.
Hell so.
Yeah, I will be there.
Hell
fuck
yeah.
Whether I'm on it, I'm just going to party.
There are mad chicks.
So
fuck. Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
What day of the week? Wednesdays?
It's Friday night.
Friday
dude.
Night. I've just blacked out. Sorry.
Uninvited.
All right, dude. You're getting QB sneaked.
Yeah, I'm already QB sneaked right now.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Peace.